This is the beginning of a new day.
This is the beginning of a new day.
God has given me this day to use as I will.
I can waste it.
I can waste it.
I can waste it or use it for good.
What I do today is important.
What I do today is important.
As I am exchanging a day of my life for it.
When tomorrow comes.
When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone. Forever.
This day will be gone forever.
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 Leaving something in its place.
I have traded for it.
I want it to be gain, not loss.
Good.
Good.
Good, not evil.
Success.
Success, not failure.
In order that I shall not forget.
In order that I shall not forget the price
I've paid for it.
And head of security. Now, Steve in D.C.
A 19-year-old woman is claiming that she can't get a job or a pizza delivered or anything else because, God bless her, her name, and it really is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And yeah. She says she's been in, quote, hell.
She says it's been awful for her.
And she's 19. She was named Taylor Swift before anybody knew who Taylor Swift was.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't a famous Taylor Swift when she was named Taylor Swift.
Exactly. And there are a couple of people around the country saddled with that name. Can you imagine? I mean, as popular as she is right now.
Imagine you call up Domino's and you want a pizza delivered. And they say, what's the name? And you say, Taylor Swift. They'd hang up the phone.
Right. They're not going to take you seriously.
They're being pranked. You know?
Exactly. This individual right here says it's hell. Well, here's what they have to say about being named Taylor Swift.
Then there's that moment when they're like, "Wait, your name's actually Taylor Swift." And it happens all the time, numerous times a day. Even at Starbucks, when they ask your name, and it's like Taylor, and it's like, "Oh, wouldn't that be funny if your last name was Swift?" Here's my debit card. Surprise. I have a folder that currently has 539 emails in it. It's a great confidence booster. It's like endless amounts of you're beautiful, you're so talented, you're a great role model. Dear Taylor Swift, I just wanted to say that you are an inspiration to many young girls. Dear Taylor, I'm your biggest fan ever. You are a great singer and beautiful. I got one that was They asked me if I wanted to be part of a yacht club. That was kind of cool. There's bunches of them. I sing your songs all the time. Your songs cheer me up, and this is why I admire you. Who wouldn't love that? I mean, it's just so sweet.
And so are you. So it would be, life would be rough if your name was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You'd have to show your driver's license, I mean, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
And who would buy it when you say, I'm Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Nobody.
This is the Steve and DC Show. Now, your information update.
One person is dead after a police chase and officer-involved shooting that started in Northport last night. Investigators say it happened around 11 p.m. on McFarland Boulevard. Northport police tried to pull over a vehicle. Shots were fired and the vehicle drove off. Several agencies then joined in the pursuit as the suspect entered Greene County. The chase ended on I-2059 near Exit 52 in the Knoxville area. Police say the suspect was firing at them. They returned fire, killing him. 40-year-old Montevallo resident Timothy Joseph Page will spend 405 months in prison, followed by a lifetime of supervised release. He was sentenced yesterday on child pornography charges. And Nick Saban had more first-round NFL picks last night. The L.A. Chargers chose offensive tackle J.C. Latham at number 7. The Vikings traded up to get linebacker Dallas Turner at number 17. And the Detroit Lions also made a trade to get into position to take cornerback Tyrion Arnold at number 24. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Well, thank you so much, Donald, and a happy Friday, Don, to you and yours. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. A little bleary-eyed after staying up late watching the NFL draft last night.
Yes, you and me both. Checking out Nick Saban's performance, which was very good, right?
Smooth, very smooth. He's getting a lot of thumbs up from some of the critics that love to criticize.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a natural. There's no doubt about it. And Bama, what, three players went round one last night?
Let's see.
J.C. Latham to Tennessee.
Yep.
Let's see, who else?
Oh, Dallas Turner.
Yeah, old Vikings. Dallas. Went to the Vikings. And then Tyrion Arnold to the Detroit Lions.
That's right. And the Detroit Lions are becoming Alabama North. I mean, they got more Alabama players on that roster.
I will, as all of you, I'm sure, will be watching Detroit with interest like never before come this fall.
Yeah, a lot of people were wondering what happened to Kool-Aid McKinstry.
What happened to Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Some of the critics listening to yesterday, they did not think he would be a first-round pick. They thought maybe high second, middle second round.
Right.
And some of their criticism from some of the NFL scouts were saying that he got beat too often on critical plays.
Okay.
And that kind of dropped his stock. Plus, he had that foot injury. Even though he ran the 40-yard dash with that foot injury, and did well in it. There's some concern there.
Well, Kool-Aid will be going soon for sure, right? No doubt about that, I believe.
Yeah, like I said, they're thinking high first, high second round, middle second round, something like that for Kool-Aid.
Draft coverage continuing today, actually tonight, and then again on Saturday.
Yeah. It's a big deal. And I think they did a better job of it. To me, it didn't seem like it was that big of a wait between picks coming out.
Seemed like it moved faster. Congratulations, Coach Nick Saban. Now he's produced 52 first-rounders in his career, which is truly remarkable.
And he'll have more next year.
And more to come.
You know, Jalen Milroe was at the draft last night.
I'm telling you what, those Bama boys last night hired a fashion consultant because they were styling and profiling. And every one of them had on different suits that looked like, Easter egg dye colors.
Yeah, my wife said, why are they all wearing sunglasses? I said, are you noticing what color their suits are?
Yeah, they were bright for sure. Well, more draft to come. Roll Tide.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Steve and DC here. Friday, congratulations. We made it. The weekend is knocking on the door. Sounds like it's going to be a pretty good one. Of course, we got Travis Tritt tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. Don Hartley reported when he passed there this morning, they're already big, as you would imagine, 18-wheelers and everything, getting all set up for Travis tonight. Should be a great concert. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, we have another pair of tickets for tonight's sold-out show to give away this morning. We'll tell you more about that. We got tickets to the stadium concert with Hardy and them coming to Mississippi State. We do that this morning. And if you hear the belly flop, the Steve and DC Diving Board Belly Flop. Hey, hey, hey. It's hard to miss. You jump in and you be the first to call it. We'll get you qualified for the Panama City Beach vacation, which we'll give away at the end of the show today. So it's a big, busy Friday, DC, as always.
Yes, I got pulled over this morning.
No, you didn't.
By the Tuscaloosa police.
Were you speeding?
I might have been.
But I
and we're going to see you picking up litter on the side of the highway.
He was the nicest officer.
That means he let you go.
He did.
Yeah.
But I mean, he really, and
what did he just warn you? Hey, slow it down.
He was upset and he was rightly so.
Yeah.
Because he, and I did not see him.
Yeah.
He said, you know, you passed me and you were speeding. And he said, I'm in a marked Tuscaloosa police car. And he's like, don't pass a police officer.
You passed, sped around the police car.
Well, but there was a lot of traffic. I didn't see him until it was too late.
Yeah.
You know, once I saw him, I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah, I know that word.
And he got right behind me and flicked his lights on.
And as they say, he lit you up.
He did. But so he couldn't have been kinder.
Is he by chance a Stephen D.C. listener?
Well,
I bet he is now.
I think there's a chance of that because I told him, you know, he asked me, he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm headed to a radio show. And he's like, well, just slow it down. He's like, just drive safe. And
I found that around here, being around here for quite a bit of time, down through the years, that if they know who you are, it will work really big one way or the other. Either you go into jail or they got to let you go.
Well, and I also thought it was nice that, like, I wasn't endangering anyone. I mean,
right. Just doing just yourself.
Yes. But he's right. It's a respect thing when you see an officer.
Well, absolutely it is. By the way, speaking of that, Don Hartley just a moment ago reported we had a chase involving Northport police. It started there last night, ended up in an officer-involved shooting. Don, give us the lowdown on that again, if you would.
Yeah, the suspect was killed in that situation. That it started on McFarland Boulevard in Northport. He initially fired shots at the Northport officer. They asked for backup from other agencies.
Oh, wow.
High-speed chase ended up on the interstate and stopped in Knoxville, where shots were fired again, returned by law enforcement, and the suspect was killed.
So, well, good. You know, good. Good.
But,
speedy justice. But he's shooting at the cops in Northport.
Well, don't shoot at the cops.
And then, I mean, well, no, that's the death ticket. Ought to be.
And, I mean, in my opinion, it is. You don't shoot at the cops.
No. One thing people don't stop to think or don't realize, police officers aren't there to give you a ticket. They're there to keep you from getting into an accident,
right,
injuring or killing yourself or
that's
someone
right.
else.
Right.
So
that's right.
Writing a ticket is
right.
just the response to you not being careful.
Unless, of course, they're at the end of the month trying to reach the quota.
Now stop it.
There's no quota.
Steven Dursley.
It always is funny to me because we have Kix Brooks comes by and does a little radio show here on 95.3 The Bear on Sunday afternoons.
The countdown show, yeah.
And when he plays that song, it seems like it causes some tension.
Oh, yeah?
Because his old partner Ronnie Dunn is singing with Garth Brooks.
Right.
Instead of it being Kix Brooks.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, he always talks about it like it's you know, they're all friends.
It's
all
like
three
seeing your ex-wife date another guy.
And maybe they all three are friends. Maybe they are.
I mean, we don't know.
I assume they are.
It's probably best that we do assume that they are.
But I do enjoy, on Sunday afternoon, he tells funny stories about, because I mean, he knows every, it's Kix Brooks.
When is he on? What time can we listen?
Noon to 4, every Sunday.
95.3 The Bear. Big Bear hug to Candy this morning. Candy, love that name, favorite name. In Brookwood, she says, I have got to be the beach winner today. And there'll be a beach winner. More chances to get in it when you hear the belly flop. Be the first to call us, and you're in it to win it. And Candy apparently has made the list. So we give that away around 10 this morning. So
Be ready.
Good luck.
Today's the day we're supposed to honor aliens. Now, are we talking illegal or?
I think so. Joe Biden says today we honor illegal aliens. It's Aliens Day. You know,
that
we're joking.
Right.
But we're joking, but it's very believable. I saw, let me tell you something. I was watching Jesse Waters last night, and he had his guy on the street interviewing aliens, illegal aliens in Chicago. One woman had lived in a really, I mean, fancy, bougie, Chicago hotel for 7 months, and it was paid for by the U.S. government.
No,
that's our money.
Come on.
Tax dollars that all of us are working for today. And she was being moved to a house, which they said, are you paying for the house? She goes, no. They said, who's paying for the house? She goes, our favorite number one, Joe Biden. So the U.S. government is taking money and supporting these aliens, paying for the hotels they stay in when they get here because they have no place to go or stay. providing them housing and all kinds of other stuff. And then any money left is being sent to Ukraine, and we're they're just taking it out of our checks every day. I hope I don't sound bitter.
No.
I sound bitter?
Not in the least.
I don't want to sound bitter.
But, I mean, we're talking about...
Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden. These are things that he's...
Joe Biden.
Who?
Joe Biden.
I think we got it.
That's what he's doing, yeah. But, really, it's supposed to be the day that we honor aliens.
I see, from other planets, not other countries.
And I don't know that how we honor them. How do we honor an alien?
Well, if you today? See one, smile and say, howdy do.
But I guess today is some anniversary. April's a weird month, you know.
Is it?
Lots of weird things happened in April.
Let me just say this before we move from aliens.
The Titanic sank in April.
Before we move from aliens, I want to say something that I think is really important. If you bump into an alien, like from another planet on the street today, and they're not smiling, loan them one of yours.
I don't feel good about that at all.
What else is going on?
It's Arbor Day.
You know what that means? That means plant a tree.
Yeah, but
didn't we just do that for Earth Day the other day? Now we're supposed to plant another tree?
I thought. And I was in Publix last night, and they asked me to plant a tree.
Did they really?
They did.
At the checkout counter?
I said no.
Yeah, but I don't think it would grow very well in Publix.
I don't want to plant a tree here.
And you should have been at Piggly Wiggly.
And I'm going to get my meat at Piggly Wiggly.
Thank you very much.
And then it's National Audubon Day.
Wait, that's Plant a Tree Day.
That's that fast highway. I wish we had that here.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. Arbor Day is when we plant a tree. That is today.
That is today.
But it's Audubon Day, and that's the expressway in Germany?
Yeah. Actually, it is the German highway that you have no speed limit on. It's called the Autobahn.
Well, we have that.
It's out by Mercedes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's the Mercedes-Benz Expressway.
Where there's no speed limits, right?
We have the same thing. Well, look, whatever day it is today, I hope you have a happy day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
This is the Stephen DC Show.
Now, Morgan's supposedly looking at opening a restaurant and a club on the Strip in Vegas, in addition to the one he's building in Nashville.
Well, I can see it. Everybody's opening bars.
Nashville, man, Broadway, it's like, Bourbon Street in the French Quarter.
When are you and I going to open a bar?
Well, I'm thinking about it. Are you thinking about it?
Yeah.
Kat could be the bartender.
You would make a ton of money from those Stephen DC bars. I mean, any
I think
bar.
So.
Make
yeah.
good money from
I
bars.
Think so. Yeah.
You could be the bar manager because you've got some experience.
Right. You know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Around
yeah.
the bar.
We make intern Kat sound like a big drinker. She's a bartender.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear.
Yes, I am a bar. I work behind the bar.
Yes.
Yeah, she works at a bar called Rounders.
She's not a lush.
No, she's a professional.
Yeah.
More winners, more often. Here's another winner on 95.3 The Bear.
Yes, is this winner. Brandon Shuttlesworth? Yeah, it is. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Congratulations. You heard the Stephen DC diving board belly flop. It's hard to miss.
Woo!
And you were the first to call. That means you're in it to win it a vacation to Panama City Beach, the Holiday Inn Resort.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Have you been to the beach yet this year? You want to go this summer?
Yeah, we've already been one time.
Well, you'll go again. If you win this thing, we'll give it away about 10 o'clock this morning. Good luck to you, Brandon.
I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. We thank you for listening so much. Time now for the 95.3 Bear, Stephen DC Morning Pledge and National Anthem. And this morning, we dedicate the Pledge of Allegiance to all of our friends going to Tuscaloosa Magnet School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And the twilight.
Show. All right, concert tickets. We open the Ms. Rhino concert ticket window right now and give you tickets to a show that happens tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. We're going to be able to shoot the tickets to you right on your phone. They're digital, so you'll be able to go tonight to see Travis Tritt.
I mean, come on now. It's sold out.
What a great Friday night in T-Town, man.
With Chase Matthews opening up, who's got a big, big song right now called Love You Again. And then Frank Foster, who's fantastic.
He's great. He really is. So a good Friday night, Travis Tritt under the stars. And if you want to win those, get on the line now. We're standing by 205-339-4953. Shane Spiller, who's normally with us at this time on Fridays, was with us yesterday morning. Hope you didn't miss Shane. Just wanted you to know that's why he's not with us this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, front and center, a lovely, smart young lady named Intern Cat.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And this smart, talented young lady leaves us today.
This is it.
Yes, the birdie flies out of the nest and faces the real world.
It's a sad, sad day.
She's been a great intern, and we've fallen in love with her, and we expect big things out of her in the future. She'll be going back to the Boston, Massachusetts area.
I never thought.
For now.
Yeah, just for now. She could come back to T-Town. Who knows?
I never thought we'd lose our cat.
Never say never, right?
Yeah.
Never say never.
But we're losing our cat.
So we're going to present
the
for
cat's the, running away.
For the very last time.
Cat ran
time,
away.
For the very last time, before Intern Cat's time, where we ask questions about things that she's really not supposed to know, and we see if she knows them. If she can get three right, you win tickets to see Travis Tritt tonight.
It's her last episode of it.
Yeah, and so I think she's happy about that.
Are you really?
Hi, Bear.
No,
who's this, please?
Not.
What's this is name? Amy.
Amy. Good morning, Amy. Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday to you.
Say hi and goodbye to Intern Cat.
Hi, Cat.
Hey.
Hate to see you go.
Yes, we all do.
I work at UA, so
oh,
I know.
Okay. Okay. A lot of folks graduating. A lot of that going on this weekend. So.
Yes.
That's right.
And Cat, once again, you'll have a degree in.
What's it called? No, I'm joking. I'm a bachelor
Maybe she'll be hanging around a while.
I know. Communication and Information Sciences, and then the Arts and Sciences.
Oh, that sounds great.
I was
impressive.
A dual major in Creative Media and Theater.
Wow, that's very impressive. There, Cat, kitty
All
cat.
Right. Amy, we want to send you this concert tonight for sure. Cat's got to get three right when we play Before Intern Cat's Time.
Come on,
Kat. We have five of these for you to try to do. And you know the rule is you have to answer no matter what, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Number one, this is a saying, okay? This is an old saying. When the going gets tough, the tough get...
Going?
Look at that.
Oh, my
She's
God.
Already off.
Oh, my gosh.
Already Yay. Off to a good Yay. Start.
One down, two to go. Okay, this is a song title.
Okay.
Pour some blank on me. Pour some
sugar.
Wow. Look at this.
It's her last morning and she's showing off.
Woo!
Not much.
I was holding back the last few.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
Okay, this is an old saying. A stitch in time saves blank. A stitch in time saves blank.
Memories?
Well, no.
Not that one.
It
Lifeline?
Well,
is that allowed?
No. We're going to keep going. It's not over yet. You can still win.
Not over. Okay.
A stitch in time saves nine.
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah.
And I never
it
really.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I didn't understand that one either.
No, a stitch in time saves nine.
But you've got two, so you only need one more for Amy to win.
Come on, Cat.
Come on, Cat.
Okay, here we go. This is a saying. Early to bed and early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and... Early to bed and early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and...
Happy to be alive. I know that's... I've heard that before. My grandmother's definitely said it.
To be alive.
Early to bed and early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Wise. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Now...
Be alive. You should rechange it to mine.
You have to get this last one for Amy to win. Okay?
Come on, Kat.
We're playing before Intern Cat's time. All right, this is a movie line. Houston, we have a blank. Houston,
we have a problem. I know this one.
Yes. You can't stop Cat. You can't stop Cat.
Amy, you're going to a very special concert tonight, a sold-out Travis Tritt show. Congratulations.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Cat.
You're welcome.
Amy,
anytime.
Hold on, we'll get you all hooked up. Anytime except the future, as today you leave the Stephen
D.C.
show.
Yeah, you're the last one.
Yeah, maybe the last one for Kat.
It's the big send-off show with Kat. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. And for the duration this morning that you're here, if there's anything we can get you, if there's anything we can do for you, don't hesitate to say the word.
Actually, breakfast would be lovely.
We'll immediately get Audio Bob up here to handle it.
Yeah.
Fresh Bunny phone sham calls and unforgettable classics.
The phone sham always has me in stitches. I look forward to it every morning.
Yes, DC reminded us earlier this morning that today has been designated Alien Day.
Yeah, it's the unofficial celebration of, I guess, when that alien thing landed in the 40s in Texas.
Not the kind crossing the border illegally. These are the UFO type aliens on this Alien Day.
Yes.
What's that, Kat?
Oh, I said the ones that got her space from
those kind of aliens. Yeah.
Yes. So we honor them today with a very special call. This has to do with a far out UFO guy.
Hello.
Hello, is Doug available, please?
What is it?
Yeah, somebody gave me a... We're investigating some paranormal activity in the area. And was curious if you could, if you had a little heads up on that. We believe that there are...
I know all kinds of stuff about it. I'm a psychic, a medium. I know all the ghost areas. I live in a ghost house in Naples that my bodyguard took down with one punch as a pirate.
What are your experiences with UFOs and ghosts and things like that?
I know everything about UFOs. My father's the highest level officer in the Air Force. I've been Area 51, Underwood, Patterson, you name it, I know it. I know all of it, whatever the government's up to, international finance, whatever. I know Chuck Noy and everybody about, George Noy. I know exactly what's going on, not from them, from direct sources.
Well, what are your direct sources, sir? Can you reveal those?
North American Command.
Do you believe there's a God?
Yes.
Do you believe in Satan?
Yes.
Have you ever had any instances with satanic activity?
I've been dead in the presence of angels in heaven and back.
So
the powers that exponentially grew, similar to Jesus sometimes.
All right. Have you ever been abducted by an alien?
Yes, I have a picture of it in my phone, for crying out loud.
Have you ever been set on fire?
No.
Did they probe you? What happened?
I know what's going on with them and why they're here. There's 60, 70 breeds. I know all about them.
Wait a minute, sir. You're saying there's 60 or 70 breeds of these aliens?
Yes.
What language do they speak?
Telepathy. Some look like us.
Some look like us.
Some are grays. Some look like grays. Some are evil. The government's working with ones that I know about for years for a reason. I know what the reason is.
Do you think we've ever had a president that was an alien?
Yes.
You really believe all this, right?
I know it for a fact. It's not a question of believing it. I know it. You should, too. If you don't, you're crying out loud. All the world's governments want to release all the information. That's why they're blitzkrieging Americans, which is one of the stupidest countries in the world, with the alien 212 stuff on TV every night of the week.
Well, you've got quite a name in the industry as being an expert on UFOs and aliens and just out of the ordinary stuff.
I don't know who knows that, but I'm pretty top secret. I know every secret there is.
You know every secret
there is? More than most presidents are allowed. My brother works for him. He's an idiot.
Your brother's an idiot?
Yes. I know every secret there is.
Do you know Victoria's secret?
Is this a joke, man?
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Occasionally we hear these stories, it's just still mind-blowing to me. I don't know why we even report them, because it's just going to bother me all day. But a spider was found in a Alabama woman's ear again.
Oh, thank God it was her ear.
And how in the world?
They like dark places.
And this was a highly venomous one.
Oh, yes. Very venomous.
This was one of those.
Huh? So is that a new word?
Well, most people say it incorrect.
I know. Yeah, no, we're saying it properly.
Yes, venomous.
But it was one of those, I think they call it a brown recluse.
Yes, a brown recluse. And it was in her ear. See? Oh, my goodness. And they say they can crawl in your ears and often do when you're sleeping at night. That's why I sleep wearing earplugs.
She, I guess, describes here what she initially felt in the ear.
Okay. I can't imagine.
Woke up hearing a bunch of swooshing and water in my left ear.
No! She thought it was water in the left ear. But
why do we even...
Never thought that they would crawl in your ear or any part of your body. I went and put some cotton balls in my ear last night because I didn't have any earplugs. So, yeah, I'm pretty terrified of the spiders.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's awful. That's horrible.
The ear.
And listen to this. Here's another story that is equally as horrible, but not as creepy. A guy in where? Florida. WTF, what the Florida? Of course.
What the Florida?
A guy in Florida had his car stolen, and the problem with that was in the cup holder, he kept his mother's cremated ashes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you never do that.
I don't know why you do it.
Why the car?
In the cup holder. So the thief discovered the ashes and returned them, but kept the car. Kept the car.
Oh, man.
Now, y'all lean in and turn it up to hear this because it's real short, but here's Larry Carter, the guy whose mother's ashes were stolen. Here he is reacting.
They got some good heart. They still got a good heart, but just they mind messed up.
Their mom or their mind?
Mind. They got a good heart.
They got some good heart. They still got a good heart, but just they mind messed up.
Yeah, the mind's messed up.
Well, thank God. Larry, you're absolutely right. You got your mother's cremated ashes back, but I'd find a better place than the cup holder to keep them.
I would, too.
I mean, yeah. I really would. Maybe
the mantle?
Yeah, on the mantle. That's where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
You'll get your car back now, Larry. We wish you all the best.
Well, speaking of Florida, they're asking for Floridians to not wrestle
alligators.
Florida wildlife officials have issued a warning about gators that are they're frisky. They're
on steroids.
Are they horny?
They're mating. Yeah, they're horny. Yeah.
Okay.
It's alligator mating season. So they get super aroused, and you got to be careful with any creature that is super aroused,
especially an alligator.
They're telling people, there was already a video of a guy who was, looked like he was butt naked wrestling a gator.
Well, that's the way you do it. If you're going to wrestle a gator, you strip your clothes.
Oh, yeah.
But they're saying be careful. This is in Florida, but they can easily hitch a ride up to Alabama. So this
they already have. They're reported all over the place. They say Lake Eufaula is full of them.
Well, horny gators there, too?
I guess if it's their time of year. Between the gators and the cicadas, we don't stand a chance.
No, be careful with that.
I'm getting out of cicada town
I know you are.
This season.
You're leaving us. Cicadas and gators. Would that be a good song, TC?
Could be.
You're the songwriter on the show. You ought to do that. Cicadas and gators. First front and center, it is time for our morning prayer and inspirational song. A great way to start the day. And our friend Randy Beard is going to join us this morning, of course, from Englewood Baptist, and sing. And I started to say sing for us. He's going to pray for us. Randy Beard, if you want to sing, that's fine. It's
go
up
ahead.
To
No, sir, I don't want y'all to lose any of your listeners today.
Well, we appreciate that. Lead us in prayer on this beautiful Friday morning, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord. We're just thankful for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. And God, I just pray, Lord, that each and every person that's listening today, whether they're down and out or going through a hard time, Lord, that they would look up toward heaven from which cometh our help. And God, I just pray, Lord, that you would bless this nation, this mighty nation. Lord, that you'd bless the nation of Israel. God, that you'd bless the cities and the towns that we live in. Lord, our homes, our families, and all of our friends. And God, I do pray, Lord, that if it be somebody out there today that doesn't know you, God, that they would call upon your name. And Lord, as I always say, Lord, I thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross so that all of us could be forgiven for everything that we've done wrong. Lord, have the opportunity to trade everything that we've done wrong for everything that you've done right. And God, we love you. I pray that you bless Stephen D.C. and all of their listeners, their family, and their friends. And Lord, just keep us all safe. And Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. And I'm sure Randy Beard would love to have you join him at Inglewood Baptist this Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Time now for the very special, and it is a very, very special inspirational song this morning. DC will tell you why in just a second. It's brought to you by Taco Casa, the legendary, the one, the only home of the good ice, Taco Casa.
That's the truth. Okay, movie that I've been telling you about for a while now that comes out today. It's in the Hollywood 16 Theater and theaters in the Birmingham area as well. Called Unsung Hero. That's the name of it. True story. And I'll give you a little a hint. The mom ends up being the unsung hero.
She usually is.
Yes. Really incredible story. And from the soundtrack of that movie, For King and Country with Lady A and Michael W. Smith, 95.3, The Bear.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily.
All to
is the Steve and DC Show.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
This is the last time we'll be able to visit on the air with our intern, Kat, as she's graduating from the University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Heading home to Massachusetts.
Heading home up near the Boston area after graduating. And so this is her last run on the Stephen DC Show. You've done a great job. We've enjoyed every minute of you.
Thank you.
We really
I've
have.
Enjoyed my time.
She's a very talented young lady. And this morning, we thought one of the best ways that we could send her off is by having her do a song for us.
Yeah, I mean, she even has an album. If you go on any of the streaming services, you can find Kat's Christmas album.
How about that? Now, to look for that, you have to search under
Kat DiNonno or Kat's Marshmallow Christmas.
That's
what the name of the Kat's album Marshmallow is. Christmas.
What song will you do live for our listeners this morning on your final day?
I can do it's karaoke, right?
Yeah, well,
Burning. I can do Burning House by Cam.
I would love
it's
that.
It's a nice country song.
It is a nice country song.
Yeah.
All right, here she is. Without further ado, you know her as intern Kat.
Acapella.
Ladies and gentlemen, singing her swan song on the Stephen DC Show, here she is, intern Kat.
Yes, yes, we love her. Here it comes.
There we go. I was like, I don't know if I can do it without the music. Inside, couldn't get you out. I lay beside you and I pulled you close. And then the two of us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you till this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, I've been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broken, make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. And this burning house, I see you at a party and you look the same. I could take you back, but people don't ever change. I wish that we could go back in time, 'cause I'd be the one you thought you'd find. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you till this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broken, make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire. In this burning house, the flames are getting bigger now. In this burning house, I can hold on to you somehow. In this burning house, and I don't want to wake up. In this burning house, I've been sleepwalking, been sleepwalking, too close to the fire.
know that I was not warmed up, and I have not sung that song in over a year.
Let me tell you something. The reviews,
that was really like
the reviews. Kat, the reviews are coming in. Sonny has tapped that app, and all he says is, "Damn, she's good."
That was great.
I'm telling you what, I got goosies a couple of times.
You got nothing to apologize for, girl. It was awesome.
Are you
awesome.
Kidding me? We need to get you on American Idol.
We should.
I was actually had that like pulled up on my phone for like next year's application because I was like, I don't even want to apply.
You really could. You really could do well on there. And if you were on there, somebody would say to you right now, "You're going to Hollywood."
You know, if anyone ever wants to write music for me, I'll see. Yeah.
In fact, Stephen D.C., as you leave us today, I want to present you with a golden ticket to Boston.
We're sending you through.
As you head home.
Yes.
I have a card to give you, and on here is my personal private line and email address and everything. If you ever need anything, you don't hesitate to call.
Thank you.
We love you. You've meant a lot to us.
Thank you. And, I might prank call you guys.
Hey, we love that. We love that. Hey to Mama. Congratulations on graduating from Alabama.
That's right.
It's only fitting that as you leave us, you meet the Bosch man who's right here. Intern Kat, Bosch man. Here you see one singer greeting another.
That's right. That's right. Look, I had to sit in the truck for a minute and finish listening.
I know.
Before I could come in.
I know, right?
She's good. She's really good.
I mean, wow.
You know. She's good.
She's very good. She's very
good. Thank you. Absolutely.
She's got my vote.
We love you, Kat. Yeah,
it's been a joy. We enjoyed your mom coming to visit as well. Okay. That was great.
Oh,
you guys are the best ever. I'm so happy I got to be an intern. This was really like so great. I'm so grateful that I was able to intern here.
That is very kind. And you're the last time.
It's a shame that we can't play that more.
We may have to change Bosch's name to Pussycat.
To Pussycat,
just so we can keep it going.
Hey, Pussycat.
The radio station that gives you more concert tickets than all the rest of them combined.
That's right.
It ain't even close. And this morning, we're giving you tickets to go to Starkville, Mississippi on May 12th to see a huge stadium concert featuring...
Well, Hardy, of course, the headliner with Randy Houser and Travis Denning and Dylan Scott, bunch of great artists.
I mean, what a night that's going to be. And we got tickets right now. If you'd like to win them, get on the line at 205-339-4953, 205-339-4953. Let's grab a line. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Eeny, meeny, hello. Who is this, please? What's your name?
This is Megan.
Hey, Megan. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. It could be a good Friday for you. What we're going to do is fire up the infamous Wheel of Trivia. It will provide you with a question. If you answer it correctly, you've got the Hardy Stadium tickets, all right?
All right.
Now, keep in mind, you are lucky on this Friday morning because you have a lifeline, and his name is Boschman from Taylor Electrical.
Yeah. All right.
I'll do what I can.
All right. We have no idea what the question's going to be. It could be extremely easy, or it could be a brain buster.
It could really be.
All right. Let's go. Here we go. Spin that thing, if you don't mind, the Wheel of Trivia. I feel like Pat Sajak. It
takes a while for that thing to spin.
Here we go, Megan. Here's the question. This profession has the highest instances of divorce compared to all other professions. This profession has the highest instances of divorce compared to all other professions. What is it? And you can talk to your lifeline if you'd like.
All right, what's
the thinking? Lifeline, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to be like a, I don't know, maybe like a big money kind of position. Like a lawyer, doctor... Something like that, gynecologist. I don't know.
Yeah, that maybe a bartender.
Ooh,
flirting with all the people.
Oh, that's
bartender's a good one. Yeah.
All right, we need an answer now, please.
What are we going with?
From you, Megan.
A bartender.
A bartender.
The profession that has the highest instances of divorce compared to all other professions. You say bartender.
Oh man,
I'm so very sorry. But that means you need to join us now to win 205-339-4953.
Where do we want to go? Let's
one,
go right
One
here.
Person's loss means an open door for you.
That's right. Good morning. Who's this, please?
Christy.
Christy? All right. Hi, Christy. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. About to be better, hopefully. From the Wheel of Trivia, this profession has the highest instances of divorce compared to all other professions. And you talk it over again if he wants to reconsider his last answer.
Which the boss probably man. Should.
Christy, what are you thinking?
Oh, what's the guess, Mark?
Why are you putting it on me? You're supposed to answer. I'm the lifeline.
Come on, man. You're the lifeline.
What about somebody in management?
Management, yes. That's kind of what I was thinking, a higher position, you know, in management.
Someone in management.
Man.
Yeah, this will be weird because the lifeline, you have to change his answer every time if you don't get it right. All right, let's do another one since it's Friday. All right, here
yes.
we go.
Yes, hello, who is this?
Brooklyn.
I'm sorry, is it Kristen?
Brooklyn.
Oh, wait a minute, stop the show. That's my favorite name. I love that. Wow. Were you born in Brooklyn?
I was not. I was born in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, Roll Tide. Were you conceived in Brooklyn?
Roll Tide, no, I was not. And I don't want to think about where I was conceived.
Roll Tide, you're absolutely right. All right, Chris. Brooklyn, the profession that has the highest instance of divorce compared to all other professions. You and your lifeline Bosch man, talk it over.
I think it's police.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Oh, wow.
Yes, police.
Look at them.
That's what I was going to say.
On the same page.
I know a lot of police that are divorced.
And that's a stressful, tough gig.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Very, my husband's a police officer, so yes. It's, well, it's you very know.
First of all, thank you for all he does for us. We appreciate our police officers.
Yes.
And I wish I could say, but I can't.
Because I really was going to go with that one.
Dag-nabbit.
Bear, hi, who's this, please?
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Roll Tide.
Oracle.
Okay.
Well, we'll move on quickly. Okay. This profession has the highest instance of divorce compared to all other professions. Talk it over with your lifeline, Bosch man.
I think it'd be doctors.
That's kind of what I was thinking first. I'm also thinking politician.
Were you going to say doctors?
Yeah. I said doctors at the very beginning, like a doctor lawyer.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe politician.
Oh, okay. So, Ashley, what's it going to be?
I think I'm going to stick with doctors.
Doctors, okay.
Well, show us doctors.
Oh, man.
This is a good question.
It is.
What could it be? We'll do one more, and then we'll go away. We'll come back and take some more calls, okay? Let's try this one.
There. Hello.
Hi, who's this, please?
Janet.
Hi, Janet. All right, here we go. Let's see what Boschman was thinking. The profession has the highest instance of divorce compared to all other professions. What is it?
Lawyers.
So, I was kind of thinking a Hollywood actor, like actors.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or celebrities.
Uh-huh. Ashley, you want to go with that or go with the lifeline?
Lawyers.
She's going with lawyers. Lawyers, okay. Made up. Okay. She's a confident woman.
She's thinking lawyers, not lawyers. She shouldn't have thought lawyers because it's not lawyers.
Question stands. Right. Get on the line, 205-339-4953. Bosch Man from Taylor Electrical, your very special lifeline, is going to kind of recharge and get ready to go.
I'm going to try.
The profession has the highest rate of divorce compared to other professions. What is it?
He needs to recharge.
Call now. That's that wheel spinning. Oh. Oh, look. Look what came out. It wasn't a trivia question.
You will never get this. You will never get this. La, 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 la.
The radio station that gives you more concert tickets than all the rest of them combined.
That's right.
It ain't even close. And this morning we're giving you tickets to go to Starkville, Mississippi on May 12th to see a huge stadium concert featuring...
Well, Hardy, of course, the headliner with Randy Houser and Travis Denning and Dylan Scott, bunch of great artists.
I mean, what a night that's going to be. And we got tickets right now. If you'd like to win them, get on the line at 205-339-4953, 205-339-4953. Let's grab a line. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Eeny, meeny, hello. Who is this, please? What's your name?
This is Megan.
Hey, Megan. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. It could be a good Friday for you. What we're going to do is fire up the infamous Wheel of Trivia. It will provide you with a question. If you answer it correctly, you've got the Hardy Stadium tickets, all right? Now, keep in mind, you are lucky on this Friday morning because you have a lifeline, and his name is Boshman from Taylor Electric.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do what I can.
All right. We have no idea what the question's going to be. It could be extremely easy, or it could be a brain buster.
It could really be.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Here we go. Spin that thing, if you don't mind, the Wheel of Trivia. I feel like Pat Sajak. It
takes a while for that thing to spin.
Here we go, Megan. Here's the question. This profession has the highest instances of divorce compared to all other professions. This profession has the highest instances of divorce compared to all other professions. What is it? And you can talk to your lifeline if you'd like.
All right. What's
the lifeline. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to be like a, I don't know, maybe like a big money kind of position, like a lawyer, doctor, something like that, gynecologist, I don't know.
Yeah, that, maybe a bartender, flirting with all the people.
That's bartender's a good one, yeah.
All right, we need an answer now, please.
What are we going with?
From you, Megan.
A bartender.
The profession that has the highest instances of divorce compared to all other professions. You say bartender.
Oh man. I am so very sorry.
But that means you need to join us now to win. 205-339-4953. Where do we want to go? Let's
one,
go right
One
here.
Person's loss means an open door for you.
That's right. Good morning. Who's this, please?
Christy,
all right.
Hi, Christy. How you doing?
I'm great. How are
y'all? Good. About to be better, hopefully. From the Wheel of Trivia, this profession has the highest instances of divorce compared to all other professions. And you talk it over again if he wants to reconsider his last answer.
Well, to the boss probably man. Should.
Christy, what are you thinking?
Oh, what's the guess, Mark?
Why are you putting it on me? You're supposed to answer. I'm the lifeline.
Come on, man. You're the lifeline.
What about somebody in management?
Management, yes. That's kind of what I was thinking, a higher position, you know, in management.
Someone in management.
Man.
Yeah, this will be weird because the lifeline, you have to change his answer every time if you don't get it right. All right, let's do another one since it's Friday. All right,
Yes. Hello, who is this?
Brooklyn.
I'm sorry, is it Kristen?
Brooklyn.
Oh, wait a minute. Stop the show. That's my favorite name. I love that. Wow. Were you born in Brooklyn?
I was not. I was born in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, Roll Tide. Were you conceived in Brooklyn?
Roll Tide? No, I was not. And I don't want to think about where I was conceived.
Roll Tide, you're absolutely right. All right, Chris, Brooklyn, the profession that has the highest instance of divorce compared to all other professions, you and your lifeline Boshman, talk it over.
I think it's police.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Oh, wow.
Yes, police.
Look at them.
That's what I was going to say.
On the same page.
I know a lot of police that are divorced.
And that's a stressful, tough gig.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Very, my husband's a police officer, so yes.
First of all, thank you for all he does for us. We appreciate our police officers.
Yes.
And I wish I could say, but I can't.
Because I really was going to go with that one.
Dag-nabbit.
A bear. Hi, who's this, please?
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Roll Tide.
Oracle.
Okay.
Well, we'll move on quickly. Okay. This profession has the highest instance of divorce compared to all other professions. Talk it over with your lifeline, Boshman.
I think it'd be doctors.
That's kind of what I was thinking first. I'm also thinking politician.
Were you going to say doctors? Yeah.
I said doctors at the very beginning, like a doctor lawyer.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking maybe politician.
Oh, okay. So, Ashley, what's it going to be?
I think I'm going to stick with doctors.
Doctors.
Okay.
Well, show us doctors.
Oh, man.
This is a good question.
It is.
What could it be? We'll do one more, and then we'll go away. We'll come back and take some more calls. Okay? Let's try this one.
Hello.
Hi, who's this, please?
Janet.
Hi, Janet. All right, here we go. Let's see what Boschman was thinking. The profession has the highest instance of divorce compared to all other professions. What is it?
Lawyers.
So I was kind of thinking a Hollywood actor, like actors.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or celebrities.
Uh-huh. Ashley, you want to go with that or go with the lifeline?
Lawyers.
She's going with lawyers. Lawyers made up. Okay. She's a confident woman. She's
thinking lawyers. Not lawyers. She shouldn't have thought lawyers because it's not lawyers.
Question stands. Right. Get on the line, 205-339-4953. Bosch Man from Taylor Electrical, your very special lifeline, is going to kind of recharge and get ready to go.
I'm going to try.
The profession has the highest rate of divorce compared to other professions. What is it?
He needs to recharge.
Call
for a
now.
Bit.
That's that wheel spinning. Oh. Oh, look. Look what came out. It wasn't a trivia question.
You will never get this. You will never get this. La 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 la. La 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 la. La.
WTF joins us now for a quick look at everything happening sports-wise.
That's right. It's a big Friday at WTF. Of course, Wyatt Theodore Fulton, WTF Sports Headlines. Good morning, brother. Roll Tide.
Good morning, Roll Tide. It was a good night last night in the NFL draft for Alabama.
Wasn't it? Three in the first round.
Three in the first round. J.C. Latham, Tennessee Titans, staying pretty close to Tuscaloosa. Dallas Turner slid all the way down, and the Minnesota Vikings said, "You know what? I think we need an edge rusher." So they went up and got Dallas Turner. It's going to make Jordan Love's life a little bit more difficult as I'm sitting here wearing my Packers hoodie.
Although it was shocking that Atlanta did not grab Dallas. They need Dallas.
Sure
they have a horrible defense.
But they didn't do it, did they?
And they went with a QB when they just paid Kirk Cousins $200 million.
I love seeing Jalen Milroe there last night just in support of his teammates. Man, those Bama boys were decked out last night. Did you see those suits they were wearing?
They were. My favorite suit, I think, was Tarion, though, because on one side he's got the lank and the number 3 with the script A, and then on the other side he's got the picture of him playing football when he was a little kid, and then his family out there supporting him.
Yeah,
so.
And I didn't realize they were such best friends, Tarion and Jalen Milroe.
Oh, yeah.
They came up with that lank symbol together. They did it together, and so now they're making merchandise off
of
it.
One of the Bama boys was wearing a bright yellow suit. I mean, the color of a banana. It takes a very secure man, probably an athlete, to get away with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bright yellow suit.
He and Dallas were both wearing some freaky colors, so it was kind of cool to see, though. It was really entertaining.
And everybody I've heard, want to know what you think, Wyatt, gives Coach Saban an A-plus on appearing as a TV broadcaster last night. I thought he did a great job.
He was loose and funny. I like it when he's just, you can tell he's so relaxed now that he's retired.
Smiling and laughing.
Absolutely, yeah. You could tell that the job at Alabama was stressing him out because his hair was thinning, it was going gray, and then last night he pops up on television and he's got a full head of brown hair, and it's like, all right, coach, I didn't realize we were stressing you out that bad.
Unless he got some plugs, which he could have, I don't know, in Jupiter, Florida, but he looked good.
He looked great, and then, of course, Tarion Arnold going to the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Crimson Tide, get another member over there.
It really is the Detroit Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I think it's been like 3 years in a row they've done a first rounder that was Bama.
I believe it, yeah. They had Jameson Williams 2 years ago, drafted Jahmyr Gibbs last year, and now they got Tarion Arnold this year.
Brian Branch
was the second round pick last year to Detroit, so Detroit seems to love their Alabama guys, and they became much better once those guys got on the roster.
People asking questions about Kool-Aid McKinstry. We expect him to go in round two, which, of course, is tonight.
Yeah, we expect him to go early in round two. My hope is 41 when the Green Bay Packers are picking, because I thought he was going to be the pick at 25, but they took an offensive lineman. Yeah. So we're looking for Kool-Aid and Chris Braswell tonight. The first round starts at 6 o'clock, starts at 6 o'clock tonight.
With Coach Saban back on the TV covering that, ABC and ESPN. It's all draft pretty much. Anything else hot this morning in sports we need to know about?
Not a ton right now. Just getting ready for some transfer portal visits this weekend. A lot of guys that potentially could commit to Alabama over the weekend, so you may get some news on that front as well.
Wyatt Theodore Fulton, WTF Sports Headlines. You could hear Wyatt on our sister station, Sports Talk, and of course that is Tide 100. 100.9. He's on at 11 o'clock this morning.
I enjoyed Nick Saban taking a shot at the transfer portal a couple of times last night when he said, when he told the story about Terrion Arnold, he said, you know, Terrion could have taken the easy way out and gotten in the transfer portal a couple of years ago, but he didn't. He worked his butt off, and yeah, look at what it...
There's always a message in coach's message.
That's right? Right.
Always.
For sure. Thank you, man. You have a great weekend, brother. We appreciate you.
Not a problem.
We'll
appreciate you,
Monday
guys.
Good morning. WTF Sports Headlines, everybody.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Front and center for us right now is to give away these tickets to see the stadium concert in Starkville, Mississippi, September 12th. I said September 12th with Hardy, Randy Houser, Dylan Scott, and Travis Denning.
Hardy puts on such a good show.
Hardy's great. Oh, I love him more by the day. Become a big fan of Hardy.
He might not be, you know, perfect for the children because he does throw a word or two out there.
Well, not everybody's, you know.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Good. You know what?
That was good safe.
DC, you've done everything. Thank you. All right, jump on the lines at 205-339-4953. Let's win these Hardy Plus tickets right now. Let's go to the phone and see who we have, DC.
Hello, who is this?
Austin Ballard.
Austin Ballard. All right, Austin.
Good morning. That's a great name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Austin. What you doing this weekend, man? What's planned?
Probably going to be fixing a swimming pool.
Oh, very good. All right.
Getting that time of year.
Yeah, it is. Steve and DC Show, we need to plan a swimming pool party one morning like we used to do.
We used to do a little pool show around Memorial Day.
That's right. So.
Really?
Hey, Austin, this profession has the highest incidence of divorces compared to all other professions. What is it?
Is it a gaming manager?
A lifeline Bosch man. What do you say?
I'm going to say a stripper.
Well, I hope your wife's not listening. It's your anniversary.
Go right for the stripper.
And it's on his anniversary of all things.
Yesterday was the anniversary. That's over.
Okay.
I can go back to getting in trouble.
So, Austin, your lifeline says stripper. You said something else. What do you want to go with?
I'm going with a gaming manager.
I wish you hadn't of... That is not right.
Dang it.
Austin.
So sorry.
Austin.
Hi, hello. Who's this, please? Hi, what's your name?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, this is Jason. What's up, man?
Hey, Jason. The rent.
Well, look, hang on. But before I answer this question correctly, my question to you is, was Mercedes on the main stage or was she coming up after the next song?
She was on pole number three. And I smell a winner.
The correct answer, I guess I can't say stripper nowadays, so I'll say exotic dancer.
Good job.
Jason is obviously a sensitive man. Who knows all about 2024?
It's an adult aerialist.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
That's funny.
Thanks, Derek.
So it is professional dancer / stripper / everything y'all said. Jason, congratulations. You're going to see Hardy and all the others.
Good deal, man. I appreciate it. Roll Tide, guys.
Roll Tide. Hang on. We'll get you hooked up, and you have a wonderful weekend.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
We are completely out of minutes, friends.
Few seats left for Travis tonight, so we'll see you out there. We dedicate the week to our friends in law enforcement, our officers, men and women of law enforcement, especially the gentleman that stopped me this morning. Very kind officer. We also dedicate it to our firefighters, our EMT rescue folks, and our nurses and doctors.
Love our U.S. military, and of course, all of our truck drivers. God bless y'all. Take us out, Bosch man.
I want to say we appreciate the volunteer firefighters. Jesus is Lord. He loves you. I love you. It's electric.
Na, 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 na.
Roll Tide.
Hey. Steve and DC.
Roll Tide.
Say goodbye.
The Steve and DC Show has left the building.
Let's go.